This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
It is the Inside Connection. Lauren Uran, one of my all-time favorites, passionate about what she does, as they are at MediConnect. And we always have those live advisors standing by until noon. And remember, that open enrollment period will be here before you know it. So if you're going to be 65, you are 65. But nevertheless, if you're on Medicare, you're going to want to review because there's always something new. 888-818-6334. Call now, call early, call often, MediConnectInsurance.com, and set up your appointment. There is never a charge for their services. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How's it going?
It's going great. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. What a beautiful day. I think we got a Steeler game tonight, right?
Absolutely. Tampa Bay in town.
We're back to some Pittsburgh Steelers going, and just feels like it should, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Feels good.
So, as we usually do, you know, we start off with this day in history. It was a neat day in history. Sometimes I struggle. I don't know if anybody remembers back to my Mike the Headless Chicken story that I dug up. Sometimes it's like, oh, you know, slow history day. But we had some interesting ones today. So, in 1914... the Panama Canal officially opens, connecting the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. So all the way back in 1914. Have you ever seen the Panama Canal, Rob?
I have not, but we've definitely had a lot of trips that we've made available on AAA Essentials Talking Travel, and I know a lot about it, and it's an incredible thing.
That's definitely a bucket list item for me. I would love to go check that out. That's got to be such a neat thing to see. In 1939, The Wizard of Oz premieres at Grauman's Chinese Theater in L.A. Imagine what that was like to see that movie for the first time.
So here's a great story. So on a soundstage, decades and decades and decades and decades later, I think like in the 90s, there was a group of school students that were on a tour. And this gentleman said, let me show you something. So he went to this like warehouse, this big warehouse, and there were these boxes in a corner, and he removed the boxes one at a time. And once all the boxes, like a dozen or so, were removed, and they were just cardboard boxes, there was just about a few feet of the yellow brick road left.
Wow. I've never heard that story.
And he said, you see that right there? And everybody knows the Wizard of Oz. He went, that's what's left of the paint job that was done to make the yellow brick road. So it was just a few feet of what was left of that iconic brand, the Yellow Brick Road, that a young Judy Garland made famous. What an incredible talent she was.
Oh, one of my absolutely all-time favorites. I mean, I still, listen to her music quite often. What an amazing talent.
Well, you know what people forget, too? Lorna Luft, the one daughter, but the most famous, Liza Minnelli.
Right.
I don't know how it's happened or why it's happened, but I think it's the algorithms. You know, you start doing something, the next thing you know, it's popping up everywhere. And Cabaret, of course, with Joel Grey and all the stuff that she did. But people, I don't think they realize, because it's been Judy, but if you look at some of Judy Garland's TV shows, you look at Liza Minnelli, which she did on Broadway, Liza Minnelli was as good as her mother.
Absolutely. I mean, again, another phenomenal talent. I love this stuff. You know I do. We talk about it often, but it's like what I would give to have a talent like that.
Listen, 1972, you figure it out. That was 50 years ago. When I saw her in Cabaret, my heart was pounding so fast. I literally fell in love with her. She was incredible, Liza Minnelli.
Well, and then we jump up to 1947. India gains independence from Britain after nearly 200 years of colonial rule. And then fast forward all the way to 1969.
No kidding.
Woodstock Music Festival opens in Bethel, New York, drawing more than 400,000 people.
I got to be honest with you. Even as a kid, too much mud, too much rain. I'm not so sure if I want to be there. But isn't it amazing? Some of the most iconic performances from Woodstock, you find out years later, that happened at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
You know, I was actually, I watched documentaries on it when I was growing up. It's been quite a while since I've watched a documentary on Woodstock, the original Woodstock. And as I was, you know, looking up the history for this show today, I actually pulled up the original set list. And I was looking over, like, the people that were there and the songs. And just, you know, what blew my mind even was some of the length of some of those set lists. I was like, wow, like, they really put it all out there for that music festival. It was amazing.
Think about some of the, I mean, we think of Richie Havens, we think of Joe Cocker, we think of Jimi Hendrix, but I mean.
There was Sly and the Family Stone on there. I was like, wow, I knew, but I didn't realize they had played, like, Janis Joplin. You know, I was looking over that, and it was quite impressive.
Yeah, very much so. All right. Also, celebrity birthdays.
Napoleon Bonaparte, all the way back in 1769, was born today. A little bit more relevant, Julia Child was born in 1912. Then celebrating birthdays today, Ben Affleck, born in 1972, and Jennifer Lawrence, born in 1990.
You know, by the way, Jennifer Lawrence is absolutely incredible.
I love her.
Oh, and I saw that it was her birthday yesterday. She is the next great star. So look, I got to speak of something that only you would appreciate. Margaret Qualley, you know who she is?
I don't.
Young actress, just tremendous talent. And if you'd see, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Aubrey Plaza, you know who she is,
yes.
Right? I love her. Obviously, tragically, her husband recently took his life. So right. Thoughts and prayers continue to go out to her and her family. But Honey Don't is her new movie, which Margaret Qualley stars. And as soon as you see this woman, you're going to know who she is. She was born in 1995. So I'm looking at her and I'm saying, oh, she's really attractive young woman, very good actress. I've seen her in all these different roles and I'm starting to notice her talent. And I keep saying to myself, now, her mother, maybe, why do I have this Addie McDowell, who was in Groundhog Day?
Oh.
This is her daughter.
Wow.
And if you Google her when we're done today, or I'll show you.
I will.
She looks just like her mother when they were making Groundhog Day. And here's what's ironic. She's on with Jimmy Fallon, Tonight Show.
Okay.
And she says, Bill Murray comes into her dressing room. And start saying, you know, your mom and I go way back, Groundhog Day. She was really tough. She spent too much time at the hairdresser. Sometimes she didn't know her. And this young woman defending her mother, and I really loved it. She went, I heard another story. Bottom line is, here she finds out Bill Murray lives in Charleston, South Carolina.
Right.
And so does her mother. And she says, they're both crazy. Maybe they're both single. Maybe they'll get back together again like Groundhog Day. But this young woman, Jennifer Lawrence and others, but we've got some real Timothy Chalamet. There's a lot of big time talent coming up in Hollywood.
There really is. It does give you a little bit of that feeling of that era, like, you know, the original Golden Hollywood, some of the talent that came out of there. I'm watching some of these up and comers, like you mentioned, Jennifer Lawrence. You know, there's a couple people that are coming up and it's just like, wow, to watch. Like you're getting that factor back.
But Laura, here's what happens. They go from their 20s to their mid 30s and then they're 40, and it happened like Scarlett Johansson. It happens so quick.
Yeah.
And you know, you realize these people, other than red carpet and premieres, they're working constantly.
Oh.
I mean, so really everybody thinks they have this glamorous life. They really don't have a glamorous life.
I mean, you think about Taylor Swift, for example.
Oh, forget it. Working all the time.
That girl is always working. And I know that she's, you know, showed up for the games for her boyfriend and stuff. But when I watch it, it just amazes me that she even has enough energy to do everything that she does.
But here's where this comes to what we're talking about. Margaret Qualley's mother is on Medicare.
Okay.
Bill Murray is on Medicare. I was talking the other day, Taylor Swift is great, but Madonna was pretty good in her day.
Yes.
She's on Medicare,
mm-hmm.
if they want to be on Medicare. I'm just saying, time stands still for no one. So when we talk about this stuff, if you're going to be 65, you are 65, and you have a chance to maybe get as good a coverage and save a few dollars, everybody within the sound of my voice who is even curious should be calling 888-818-6334 and booking that appointment.
That's for sure.
What else do you have?
All right. So we have the trivia question. Did we want to go ahead with the trivia question?
Absolutely.
And that number they call in with the correct answer, Rob?
412-922-1020.
All right. So let's hear from our first caller with the correct answer. So in theme with our This Day in History, our question is, how many musical acts performed at the original Woodstock in 1969? How many musical acts performed at the original Woodstock in 1969? If you think you know the answer, give us a call and we'll get that $15 Get-Go gas gift card out to you next week for that correct response.
412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. Okay, we're going to run the seminars. And again, these seminars are free, but you have to reserve your space. And the best way, 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com. And of course, click on the seminars tab. Laura.
All right. And these seminars, again, are our Turning 65 series, right? So if you're either turning 65 or maybe you're still working and you kept work coverage, but you're nearing that retirement date and you want to learn more, it's a great way to learn the educational foundation of Medicare. I think a lot of people, and I talk about it a little bit later today, they decide, hey, my friend has this plan and they like it, so that's good for me too, right? Not always the case. So you definitely want to come and understand the basics so that you have a basic foundation to build upon when you do go to choose that coverage and find out what's right for your situation. So our next few seminars in Western Pennsylvania, August 19th at 6 p.m. will be at the Hampton Inn in Butler on Benavent Square. August 26th at 6 p.m. will be at the Cranberry Library off Rochester Road in Cranberry Township. And September 9th at 6 p.m. will be at the Pine Community Center in Wexford. So again, if there's an event near you that you'd like to attend, give us a call, 888-818-6334. And our live advisor standing by can help you register. Or feel free to check out our website, MediConnectInsurance.com. While you're there, check out some of our Google reviews. And you can log in, take a peek at those seminars, and register for the one of your choice.
All right, Lauren Uran coming back with the Inside Connection, Medicare education, common enrollment pitfalls, and real-life examples next on KDK with your Pride Pack.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we have a winner. It is Kelvin from Butler. So if you will, the question again, Lauren, and the winning answer for the $15 Get-Go gas card.
Well, Calvin, thank you so much for listening today and calling in with the correct answer. So the question was, how many musical acts performed at the original Woodstock in 1969? And that answer is 32 musical acts performed. And I believe I read that it was 163 artists, musical artists were on stage.
That's incredible.
Isn't it? Again, looking at that roster, it was pretty neat. So.
All right. We got lots to get to. It's Medicare education, common enrollment pitfalls, and real life examples. Once again, your host, the Inside Connection, Lauren Uran.
So I was actually listening to one of Lance's recent shows as well. And we were talking about things. He was talking about kind of some of the stuff that we do to prepare. So before I even jumped into that, approaching this annual enrollment period, it's coming on quick for us back at the office, right? And these are some things that we have to do every year to prepare. So I've talked about this before, but we have to maintain our licensing. We have to maintain certifications for each and every company that we represent. So there's annual certifications. Then we start getting trained by the carriers. So the carriers will come into the office and train us on new products. Again, we can't talk about any of those, right? We got to keep quiet for a few weeks once we find that information out. Something that we recently did and we kind of do annually with our group is we do an annual enrollment period boot camp. Kind of a team building day, kind of centered around communication this year. So it was a lot of fun. So we take the office out for a whole day and, you know, focus on some things for growth and, you know, ramping up, learning, gathering information. And something I don't think people think about too is one of the things that it's changed a lot in my time is ordering enrollment kits. So when we come and sit down with folks, a lot of times they want something to take home with them, right? The enrollment kit of the plan that they're going to be going on to. A lot of the carriers, you know, it makes sense, right? We can email a PDF. things are going virtual. So we definitely have the means available to get that documentation to you. And again, in this day and age, we're seeing a lot more of that virtual, you know, request where we can send you a PDF instead of here is this massive book. I know everybody receives, right, the Medicare and You book. So that's one book. Then you've got these other books of your company, right? It gets a lot of information, a lot of reading. But I was actually thinking about past years. And when I worked for carriers, Rob, I would have to order kits to get out to the agents even. And I used to, it used to be to the point where I would have pallets delivered to my house, like pallets of enrollment kits. I remember one time, actually, there was a box put on my doorstep and I didn't see it. I actually tripped and sprained my ankle coming out the door on a Medicare kit box. But we have to, you know, it takes a lot of work behind the scenes to basically make sure that we're stocked up and staffed up for all of that, right? So, you know, we have to go in. I have even carriers, they started limiting some of these enrollment kits that we can order for the company because they're trying to hold back printing costs and, you know, put that money back into your benefits. So one thing I can definitely say this enrollment season, you know, if you prefer those virtual versions, it's a good thing because, you know, it's saving the carriers money that they can put back into the benefits. But, you know, I have one carrier right now where we, every 3 days you're allowed to log in and order 20 pieces of material. So I have calendar reminders on my calendar to go in and log in every 3 days and do my order. So, you know, every carrier has a different process, a different portal. Same with the certification. So it's like really a lot of work just kind of making sure that we check all this stuff off and we have everything that we need to be prepared to head into that season. Again, we hear also from many listeners who have questions about Medicare, especially when it comes to their enrollment mistakes. So again, all these things go into preparing, but at the end of the day, we have to work with those consumers. So I did want to just go over, you know, a few things here that are real life pitfalls. And I think this helps folks either, you know, again, if they're attending that seminar and coming onto Medicare for the first time, what you want to look out for. But then also our consumers that are, you know, revisiting their plan this annual enrollment period, things change. So number one on my list is missing the enrollment period. So some people think, again, they can delay their Medicare in an initial enrollment period, or, hey, I've been happy with my plan thus far during the year. So annual enrollment period's here, but, you know, my plan's good. Not reviewing your coverage, not making sure that you start these things in the right time frame can lead to lifetime penalties. And then not annually reviewing your coverage. These plans change every year. You want to make sure that if you stick with the same plan, that could mean a higher drug cost for you. It could mean losing a doctor in network, you know, if you're not aware and following and double checking all that. So again, how do you review those plans? Give us a call, 888-818-6334. Or, you know, make sure that the biggest thing I can say to anybody is that they're making sure you're watching for your mail September, October, because they're going to send you that ANOC, the annual notice of change. Any changes to your plan? What if there's been a change in the formulary tier for your medication and things are going to be a lot more costly? One place where we really saw things last year kind of negatively affect some folks is we saw a popular standalone drug plan. So those folks out there, they're on the Medigap Medicare supplement, right? The Medicare supplement plans, they don't change benefits, right? So you choose that policy, whether it's a plan G, a plan N, and that plan will stay with the same benefits, but what's going to do is the premium is going to increase. But with those plans, you have to have a separate standalone prescription drug plan. And many people think all drug plans are the same, but formularies can differ greatly, even from year to year. And we had a client who learned this a little too late that his insulin tier changed, so did the cost, right? So things like that can change around, but also, you know, this past year, we actually saw a prescription drug plan that was very popular in the area, and it just had a premium raise, you know, by somewhere around the $30 marker, but it was a little bit lower cost. And then for folks, maybe they weren't taking a lot of medications. Maybe they have one generic medication, so that plan was reasonable. And then, you know, got the letters, got the notifications throughout the annual enrollment period, didn't see it. And hey, I don't check my mail, you know, I don't read through everything that I get as well, especially this time of year, right? I I'm busy helping people choose their plan. So if I get a coverage letter, I try to pay attention to that because we had a lot of folks on that plan and then they were giving us a call in January when it hit their bank account, right? So, hey, why did my premium go from this to this? I need to change my plan. Well, if they were just on that standalone drug plan, unless some other factors occurred, such as a special enrollment period for PACE, PACENET, or extra help, they really were stuck in that plan for the year. So you don't want some unforeseen cost to creep up on you that you're unaware of. So we have that time frame. October 1st through December 7th, where we can review those plans, talk about the changes, see if there's something that fits your needs a little bit better. But these plans change year to year, and so does your situation. So you just want to make sure that you're keeping an eye to make sure everything is going to work for your coverage. And, you know, we had a client named Bob, and he had been on the same drug plan for 3 years. He was used to paying $35 a month for his insulin. This past year, he didn't review the annual notice of change. And in January, he was in shock to see that the cost jumped to over $90. Turns out the drug had moved to a higher tier on his plan's formulary. And again, there were other plans that were covering that drug at a lower tier. But at the time that he realized this, we weren't able to change his plan. We had to wait till the next annual enrollment period. So always check if your prescriptions are changing tiers or if your pharmacy is still preferred in the new year. And we actually saw this year, too, that, you know, Rite Aid was out of business. So we had a lot of people move to different pharmacies. I've actually even, you know, I had a Rite Aid as my pharmacy. So I get the text messages and the updates, right, saying, hey, you know, do you need help transitioning your plan? But you always want to check if your prescriptions are changing tiers, if your pharmacy is still preferred, and if your pharmacy is still covered. They can change those networks as well. So don't assume last year's plan is going to work for you this year. Just stay in the know. Stay attentive. And, you know, if you miss a communication or, hey, you go, hey, I should have received my annual notice of change by now. I didn't get this in the mail, right? I didn't see any changes in my plan. If you don't get that document, give us a call because we have access to those documents for your plan. So, you know, if it comes into October and you've not seen your annual notice of change, you know, don't just say, oh, it might be coming. It might be late in the mail. Let us know. We can get you a copy of that so that you can review it. And maybe it's a good scenario. Maybe there weren't many changes to your plan and it still works for you. But then you can have the satisfaction and the, you know, safe peace of mind knowing that your plan is going to be good for you next year.
Let's run the seminars and we'll go to break. And again, we have those advisors standing by till noon, 888-818-6334. Go ahead.
All right. So our next upcoming seminars in Western Pennsylvania, August 19th at 6 p.m. will be at the Hampton Inn in Butler off Benevent Square in Butler. August 26th at 6 p.m. will be at the Cranberry Library off Rochester Road in Cranberry Township. And September 9th, 6 p.m. will be at the Pine Community Center in Wexford off of Pine Park Drive.
All right, what you need to do, these are free seminars, but you have to reserve your space. Don't miss this opportunity, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. So what are we going to be doing next time when we talk Medicare Spotlight, the overcrowded Medicare Advantage market? What are we going to be doing? Go ahead.
All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about, I brought some national and local numbers just to kind of give a frame of mind of, you know, what's changed over the years in Advantage, how many lives are covered, what that landscape looks like for us. So we're going to talk a little bit about that into the next segment.
All right, stay with us. We've got Rob Taylor coming up with a news update in a couple of minutes at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll come right back. Still to come today, hammering down all those home improvement projects. And we are slowly starting to think about indoor projects as summer is just about gone. All of those fall fix-up projects. Then, of course, it is AAA Central's Talking Travel, Fall Foliage Getaways, and more. And there's always a cruise with your name on it. So get ready for that. And then we have more open talk coming up in the noon hour, obviously on the heels of the very important meeting in Alaska between Vladimir Putin and President Trump. Vladimir Zelensky is coming to the White House on Monday. That and a whole lot more to get to with your Pratt Pack until 1 o'clock today on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Stay with us. Rob with those headlines in 2 minutes and then back with Lauren Uran, MediConnect, the inside connection on KDKA.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Listen, if you don't do anything today, call them, set up a free appointment. You're going to be 65. You are 65. You just need to revisit. Open enrollment is just literally weeks away. So 888-818-6334. And as I alluded to going into the break, segment three, Medicare Spotlight, the overcrowded Medicare Advantage market. Once again, your host, Lauren Urant. Lauren.
Thank you, Rob. And you had mentioned, you know, give us a call now. That I had actually an appointment in the office Thursday, and they were just reviewing their current coverage. So kind of getting an understanding and a grasp. I think, you know, it was a great scenario because the couple, they had not used a lot of benefits this year and hadn't had to utilize their insurance this year a lot. But prior to the enrollment coming up, wanted to just kind of understand their plan so that going into the enrollment period, getting that annual notice of change, they could understand what was actually changing and what do I need to do. Right. So, you know, again, it's never too early to set up a time to review, even if you want to review over what your current situation is. And we have a lot of people that, again, you know, are working past the age of 65 and they stick on that group insurance. And if you have that group insurance enrollment coming up, you know, a lot of companies, it will lay over top of the Medicare annual enrollment period. And let's say, again, you might be able to take Medicare and have a stronger plan than what you're getting through your group coverage. That's also very important. So, you know, if you're in that scenario, take the time to set up an appointment and we can review your group coverage and put that up against what Medicare has to offer. Then again, walking into your enrollment through work, you kind of have that a little bit better understanding. And maybe there's a time there where if Medicare is going to be a stronger option for you, we can sit down and take a look and be aware of that ahead of time. So, you know, definitely good, never too early to sit down and understand what your benefits are, especially, again, if you've utilized them more in the past year than you ever have before. You know, be aware of what's covered and be aware of how we can maybe improve your situation going forward. So let's talk about something making national headlines in the Medicare world, the Medicare Advantage proliferation issue. So I was reading an article, it was really interesting here, and it was a recent report from the Medicare Rights Center. And it says the sheer number of Medicare Advantage plans has skyrocketed. In 2018, beneficiaries had about 21 choices on average in their market. But 2025, that number has more than doubled in most markets. But a lot of these plans could look, you know, very similar on paper, but that's not always the case. So, you know, I've mentioned it before, but a lot of people come to me when they get that Medicare and You book, right? And they go, how do I even understand this? There's a lot of information in there. And really, truly, for our folks here locally in Western Pennsylvania, not only is it, you know, the average nationally, again, double the 21 number. So let's say somewhere around 42. Nationally, 54% of Medicare beneficiaries are in Medicare Advantage as of 2024. Pennsylvania statewide, about 57% enrollment into that figure, so a little bit higher than the national average. But where we sit right here, Allegheny County is at about approximately 74.9% enrollment into Medicare Advantage. Westmoreland County sitting at 75.8% in enrollment. If you look at the surrounding counties, very similar figures to that. And truly, the numbers of Advantage plans in these counties available actually can get into the 80s and 90s. So that's double that national average in what we have available to us here. And many plans can emphasize flashy extras, right? Like those grocery allowances or gym memberships kind of reel you in. But like out-of-pocket maximums, network size, drug coverage, those also can get buried in the fine print. Or when your friend or your neighbor is going, wow, I got this plan and it pays for my gym membership, or it does this or it does that, right? That's, again, why it's important of what I was talking about a little bit earlier in the last segment, to read your mail from the carriers, log into your portal, give us a call, understand those benefits. I had somebody come into our office, and he actually brought the book with him. He knew what plan he wanted. He knew what company he wanted. He was ready to go. And again, had he called into that specific carrier, they wouldn't have offered a Medigap or a Medicare supplement option to this gentleman. And, you know, we were sitting down, checking doctors, going through the motions, assessing all of his needs. And he shared that he had a knee injection. And when I pulled this knee injection up online, it retailed for about $20,000. And on most Medicare Advantage plans, that injection or Part B covered drug that they're giving to you in the doctor's office can be 20% of the cost on an Advantage plan up to their maximum out-of-pocket. So the plan he was looking at had a maximum out-of-pocket somewhere around the $5,000 mark. So essentially, that one injection into his knee could have cost him almost the entire maximum out-of-pocket. But on a Medigap plan, it was covered, so he would have had to pay, you know, the plan that we were looking at with the Plan G was a Part B deductible. So he would have had a small deductible, pay the premium, so we were going to cap his spend for about $1,500 for the year instead of that $5,000 mark. So truly, you know, we don't always have that crystal ball to know what's going to happen, but when we're coming on for the first time to Medicare, we know our situation and know that we're receiving these services. And, you know, it was something he hadn't really thought about because he brought a list of his doctors and a list of his medications in, but he didn't think anything of this knee injection, just something, hey, I go to the doctor and they do this. You know, we were just having a conversation. I said, do you get any injections? Do you get anything? So it's, you know, sometimes asking those questions too that he went, oh, yes, I get this. And we looked up the script. And again, $20,000 being on the hook for 20% of that, even with the maximum out of pocket low, is not going to be a fun situation. So, you know, when we are looking at these, more plans don't necessarily mean better options. He knew a plan that his friend said, hey, I like this plan. He wanted that, right? We always say focus on your doctors, your prescription, and the total cost first, then consider the perks, right? So having 50 plus plans, or like we are here in the Western Pennsylvania area, 70, 80 plus plans to choose from sounds like a good thing, but in reality, it can lead to analysis paralysis. Many seniors feel overwhelmed just to pick a plan based on a familiar name, a flashy perk. My friend said, my sister has, right? I've worked with so many people who have started with, hey, my friend has this and can I get on the same plan? So, you know, it's really important. And the other thing that we've been working with a lot recently within the company is indemnity policies. So we have a couple different carriers we work, and you can build a hospital indemnity policy. And one of the things is, hey, maybe you do have these out-of-pocket expenditures on an Advantage plan, but you still want those extra benefits, or it's still a good fit for you. Maybe, again, they're covering your medications a little bit more strong than it is on a, you know, standalone prescription drug plan. There's a lot of factors that can add up depending upon somebody's situation. And when we look at all of that, that's where an indemnity policy might be able to help cover some of those gaps. And one of the nice things about a hospital indemnity policy or other indemnity products that we offer is that they aren't subject to the same enrollment window. So again, you don't have to wait till annual enrollment period to activate one of these. And some of them have even guaranteed issue at different ages and subsets. So it's really important to take a look because, you know, there's gaps no matter which way you look with insurance, right? A maximum out of pocket, a deductible, you know, there's going to be things that can become expensive. And with these indemnity policies, once you have chosen a plan, we can kind of build it around that plan to cover in some of those gaps. And that is where, you know, it can really range anywhere from a $20 all the way up to $100 if you wanted to add a lot of coverage a month, right? And we've had a lot of people do that. They see the benefits and, oh, if I go into the hospital, I can get paid out, you know, my hospital copay. If I have medications, I might be able to get some reimbursement on those. Cancer, heart attack, stroke policies that can be added to those. So if you're diagnosed with one of those things, we can set that up to pay out the amount of your maximum out of pocket. So, you know, if that unfortunate scenario arises, you are still covered by the plan in combination with this indemnity policy. So it's really important to take a look. And again, if you're interested in that, give us a call, 888-818-6334. We can set you up an appointment to look at that right now today. Those are not subject to the regular enrollment periods that restrain our enrollment with Medicare. So maybe, again, you've had some expenses, you've had some issues occur. We can take a look at that and see how we can maybe supplement your current plan and make that a little bit stronger for you.
Let's run the seminars. But again, don't forget, set up that appointment, never charge for the services. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Lauren.
All right. So August 19th at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Hampton Inn in Butler on Benevin Square in Butler, PA. August 26th, 6 p.m. will be at the Cranberry Library in Cranberry Township. September 9th at 6 p.m. will be at the Pine Community Center in Wexford on Pine Park Drive. And don't forget to check out our website. If you're interested in a virtual seminar, we have those to log to sign up for as well. So you can take that seminar right from the comfort of your own home.
All right, now,
Please tell them what happens when they come to those seminars, a little bit about what you do and how they can interact and get all their questions answered.
Absolutely. So the seminars are live or virtual, but the live seminars, you're going to come. We do require registration, and that's just to make sure we have enough room for everybody, enough supplies for everybody. So, you know, nothing... You don't have to continue to receive calls unless you choose to, set an appointment unless you choose to. But it's a great piece of information. So you're going to understand how Medicare works. Even on the show today, if anybody is listening, right, we threw out terms like ANOC, annual notice of change, enrollment periods, all those different puzzle pieces. We're going to kind of map that out and put it together so you have an understanding. And it really frames around the way the original Medicare works and the ways that you can combat or different types of plans that you can choose, but we're not going to get carrier specific. We're going to talk in a general sense. And then in that appointment, that's where we're going to look at your one-on-one individual needs. But at the seminar, you can feel free to ask us questions. I have tons of people come. It's one of my favorite things to do besides the radio show, Rob, is to host these seminars. Always great questions, always great discussion. So you can feel free to come and ask all the questions that you have. And sometimes some people, they want to ask that in a more intimate setting in an appointment. So we can set that up for you. And I also stick around too. So if somebody has a question that they don't feel comfortable asking to the whole group, we're there for that as well.
All right. They do it all for you. So, hey, make sure that you're a part of these seminars. They're free, but you got to register. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Coming up, to wrap it up with a little bit of small talk and information that you need, plus we'll run those seminar dates again as well. This is the Inside Connection MediConnect with Lauren Uran on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're going to get back to Lauren. We're going to run the seminars. We've got a couple more things to handle. Can I give you a bit of an overview? We've been talking about Medicare pitfalls and how to navigate the plan as far as the overload aspect of it is concerned. And if this is your first year, ready, set, go. You won't have any room in your mailbox for anything because you're going to be getting all sorts of information. That's why you need to forget about that and call 888-818-6334. Do it today, 888-818-6334, and set up your appointment. There is never a charge for your services. Lauren.
You know where I see people get confused, Rob, a lot is actually, you know, if they have an IEP or initial enrollment period, they're coming on to Medicare for the first time.
Right.
And that happens to coincide on top of the annual enrollment period.
Oh.
Right? So like I've seen this every year. I see, you know, there's people, you know, unfortunately you have a birthday, October, November, December, right?
Right.
So my birthday is in October. It's definitely something that occurs. And I see folks, and it can be a little bit even more overwhelming because you have to select your initial coverage, right? So you got to get some coverage for the fall. So whether it's October, November, December, let's say if you have an October birthday. So you're choosing a plan essentially for 3 months, but then now we have the information for next year's plan too. So when we're sitting down, not only are we thinking about this year, but we're thinking about next year and things can change. So that's a situation too, where again, just alone, that can be really overwhelming because you're kind of doing double work. But then I always joke with those people. I say, okay, you're going to get really sick of me for a couple months here because we're going to be spending some time together reviewing these options. It can get a little confusing, but then you don't have to worry about me till the next annual enrollment period. So we'll get that all done for you. But it's kind of like a crash course for those folks because they have double the things to think about, double the plans to pick, double the decisions to make. And it can just definitely be, you know, overwhelming. I know a couple years ago I had people, they went one carrier for the rest of the year because it had nice benefits, but then those benefits pulled back for the year next. So then we switched to another company that calendar year hadn't had, you know, the most robust benefits that really stepped it up the next year. So that can be something that's just overwhelming. And when you were saying that, I was like, wow, yeah, I never shout out to those folks.
But listen, it doesn't have to be overwhelming.
No, absolutely not.
These folks will do it all for you. And it's free. You just need to pick up the phone and reserve your space. And one thing I like to do, if I know I'm going to be doing something in a few months, if I can, it's like my inspection. I'd rather get my car inspected the first of 3 months as opposed to the last month when you're up against it. So even though we're months away, I would book your appointment right now.
And that's what I have to do, Rob. I have to inspect my car, get my oil changed, and get tires taken care of all before the annual enrollment period because never fails, something's going to happen. So during that time frame, it's very good to be prepared. And when it comes to Medicare, you know, again, if you're in that initial enrollment period, you're coming on for the first time, there's things that need to be done. If you're taking Social Security, for example, at that point, and they can automatically sign you up for A and B, maybe you're still working or you have coverage that's credible and you don't want that A and B to start, we need to turn that B off. Or if you're not taking Social Security, you actually have to do something to turn that A and B on, right? Or even if you just want to turn that A on for that initial window. So, you know, things to do. You definitely don't want to wait last minute. I've seen people, you know, I had somebody come into one of our seminars recently that he got in right in the last month. We always talk about initial enrollment period being that 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of, the 3 months after. And that last month, he got his A and B activated. So had he not done that, he would have ensued a Part B and Part D penalty that would have not gone away. And he would have had to wait a whole other year to get onto that coverage, because Medicare makes you, if you lose those time frames, if you are outside of that time window and you don't have another enrollment period, you do have to wait till January of the next year to that first quarter. So now that's incurring even a larger penalty during that time. So definitely want to prepare if you're coming on for the first time with those seminars. And here's where we will be. So August 19th, need my glasses there, at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Hampton Inn in Butler on Donovan Square. August 26th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Cranberry Library on Cranberry Township off Rochester Road. And September 9th at 6 p.m. Pine Community Center at 100 Pine Park Drive. And again, if you are in a situation where that initial enrollment period is quickly approaching and maybe you didn't get to attend a seminar, we can go over that information in a one-on-one appointment too. So if you don't have time to wait for a seminar, if there's not one in a neighborhood near you, call and schedule an individual appointment. We'll bring that seminar to you, to your house, with you and your spouse, or whomever's helping you make those decisions or affected by those decisions. 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com. You can schedule an appointment. You can schedule a seminar. You can take a look at our Google reviews and see what others have to say about working with us. But if you're approaching that time frame, definitely don't wait too long. Act now. Because again, once, as I was saying of that example before, if your initial enrollment period happens to coincide with the annual enrollment period, that can be a lot more information coming your way. And we want to start those conversations now.
All right, just to kind of summarize, what do you think the most important one or two items that we discussed today that people should stay focused on and be thinking about when they call today, 888-818-6334? We covered a lot of those pitfalls in the overload, but what are some of the two important things we need to remember?
If you're on the situation where you're coming onto Medicare for the first time, attend a seminar, learn what you need to know to make an informed decision. If you are already in the Medicare program and this time of year that is approaching the annual enrollment period, October 1st through December 7th, we want you to be on the lookout for that annual notice of change. Whether you're on a supplement and a prescription drug plan or an Advantage plan doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that you take a look for that annual notice of change, see if you've had increase in premium, see if you've had anything of that nature that's changed with your plan that you need to review.
So don't delay, don't hesitate, and we're going to run the seminars again. Become a part of at least these. Take that first step. They're free. Reserve your space. I'll tell you how you can do that in a moment. But this is a golden opportunity. You won't be rushed. Have a chance to get all of your questions answered. And when they roll out the information, most of your questions are going to be answered that night. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So we will be August 19th, 6 p.m., Hampton Inn, Butler, in Benavent Square. We will be at Cranberry Library on August 26th at 6 p.m., and that'll be on Rochester Road in Cranberry Township. And September 9th at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Pine Community Center on 100 Pine Park Drive in Wexford, Pennsylvania. Again, we have the virtual seminars, so if you're really more so wanting to watch that from the comfort of your own home, check that out, MediConnectSurance.com. Seminar tab. We'll have a full listing of the seminars coming near you and also any virtual options that you might want to check out.
You know, I think people need to understand when we keep saying free and somebody's always tuning in for the first time, it is actually free. There's never a charge for their services. Please explain why that is.
Absolutely. There's never a charge for our services. The company, we're paid per enrollment. So again, if there's an enrollment, we're compensated by that carrier. They're standardized rates. So I am not, you know, looking at, hey, I want to sell this company because I'm going to make more money, right? They're standardized rates. And our reps are a little bit different than the other ones out there because our folks get a salary. So, you know, they're not even really incentivized to look at those different plans. They're looking at what fits your needs. You know, we just came out of our annual enrollment period boot camp that we do as a company with all of our entire staff, not just our representatives that sell. There's a lot of people in the office that support what we do. If we didn't have that backbone, we couldn't function the way that we do and make our appointments and help our clients. And during that day, we really, I mean, I can't tell you how many times it comes from Brian, it comes from Lance, it comes from myself, Mark, Sean, all the people you hear on the radio every week. do what is right for the client always. And that is how we move forward and how we train our people. And that is the message that we like to push out there.
Lauren Uran, thank you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You as well, Rob. Take care.
All right. Stay tuned. News coming up next, 888-818-6334.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.